Hello, Internet! This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. It's another fortnight of news from the world's greatest song contest, the continent's favourite TV show, and Owen Paul's favourite waste of time. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to ESE Insight's Insight News Podcast. At the moment, coming to you fortnightly, bringing you all up to date with the news from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and all the associated bits and pieces as well. Coming up in the next 15-20 minutes or so, a musical collaboration from this year's contest that I think you are going to love. A bundle of details from Junior Eurovision that are sure to excite you, and all the Eurovision news from the adult contest to get your heart racing ahead of the fun and games in May. And you know what? For that May, we are up to 37 countries and potentially six more. Yes, if you look at the countries that haven't actually officially announced that they're going to the contest, you find that the ones that you would expect to turn up that haven't yet said they definitely are Armenia, Moldova, Russia, Hungary, San Marino, and Macedonia. Let's be honest, pretty much, I think all of them are going through. I mean, yes, okay, Russia might play silly games, and San Marino has done some stuff there. But let's assume that all six are there because we're nice and happy and chirpy and positive right now. That would give us 43 countries. Now, to be fair, the EBU already know the answer to this one, because entries had to be submitted by September the 15th. But there was a cooling off period, so countries could submit by the 15th, but they could withdraw up until October the 10th without any financial penalty. So obviously the 10th kicks off next week as we're recording this podcast. So presumably at any point after that, EB can go, here's the official list. You know, when there's a slow news day or there needs to be a distraction or something other than that. And we will find out where we are. We have 37 countries, as we said right now, that have definitely said, yep, going along. And six that we think are still going to put their hat into the ring. Otherwise, it's kind of quiet on the official news from Adult Eurovision. There's stuff from Junior, which is coming up in the show in the moment. But congratulations to the team at the Eurovision.tv website. Once more nominated for the Lovie Award, which is used to promote internet communities fostered inside Europe. There's a public voting window that closed at the end of the last week. And I will find out in time just how well we've done there. But going forward in terms of Eurovision, we have officially one name on the entry list already in terms of performers. So yes, let's round up the countries now, and we will start with Belgium. Notwithstanding all the interesting stuff with Russia saying that Yulia will get to go again if she doesn't get to go to Kiev, and now she's not, and they're still waiting for official confirmation. They haven't even announced that they're going to be there in 2018 yet, even though we think we are. So let's just put that on the back burner, but with a little nod to Piff Paff blog, who Ross Middleton from there has went into a little bit more detail about that situation. We turn to Belgium, and who I will now consider as the first confirmed entry for the Eurovision Song Contest. It was an internal selection from the Flemish broadcaster VRT. They take turnabout there in Belgium. So this is effectively the follow-up to Laura Tesoro, and that is Laura Grusnecken, who performs by night as the songwriter Cynic, and by day designs things in IKEA. The song will follow at a later date. That may be an internal selection. There may be a televised show with three or four songs for the public to be involved with the choice there. But nevertheless, Laura, welcome to the circus. You're always going to be able to get a free cruise in September if you want to do some karaoke with all the fans. There you go. Your future is secure. So yes, let's head down the rest of the countries in the news from the last 2 weeks in roughly alphabetical order, depending on how I've been able to scroll down the notes. Submissions for Festival Ikangas will be open on November the 2nd and close on November the 10th. If you're looking to enter the 56th contest here in Albania, you'll need to drop off a physical copy at the broadcaster's headquarters, Bullion's Radio Tirana, and be an Albanian citizen. Note here that the September 1st deadline does not apply. You must not have released a song anywhere. It's got to be brand new, not heard anywhere, if you're entering entering that into the Festivali. Right there, Australia. SBS's managing director Michael Avide has confirmed that Miff Warhurst and Joel Creasy will be picking up the D2 badges and carrying on commentating for the 2018 coverage that will be broadcast down under. No news yet on the selection. There, of course, is the idea that SBS News would like to do a national final at some point. Whether that's going to happen in this season, I'm not so sure, especially if you've got Eurovision Asia that's going to be working around in the background as well. But we will keep an eye on that and keep you up to date as always. Bosnia Herzegovina, as we know from the last podcast, they are not entering because of funding difficulties. It's turned out that they had an option with Ralph Siegel if Hancap Haldum had been the singer. But there's a lot of issues tied up with BHRT's funding, not just a matter of having the contest done, but there's other bits and pieces as well. So that offer has been declined. Estonia are starting a songwriting camp, which is underway actually pretty much right now. This is the fourth year that's been organised by Music Estonia and the Estonian Song Academy. It's nothing. It's Estonian Stone Academy, Song Academy. If I didn't slip up, I like that. The Estonian Stone Academy. I do hope they've got one of those. And they have a museum somewhere, and it would be delightful. Anyway, look, even if you go into this Song Academy, you still have to go through the normal process of submitting to Estee Lab and getting through. Last year, Rasmus Randeep's This Love, plus Keep Running, and Hey Kiddo made it through from the songwriting camp through to there. It's the 10th anniversary, of course, of Estee Lab this year. Taking part in that songwriting camp, familiar to Eurovision followers quite to me, Oit Lepland and Putsman are in there. Estee Lauder entries Lena Kurma, Lisi Koiksen, and Mayan are also in the mix, as is, curiously, Aminata Savadogo. So we shall see how that pans out as we go through the year. Greece and broadcaster ERT are looking for songs for potential national final. There's nothing confirmed here. They've just said, who's got songs? Let's get stuff in. But there is the feeling that they're going to be looking for some form of national final, possibly multi-artist, possibly all 100% Greek language as well. I'm not quite sure how strong that is. That just does feel like fans going, oh, it'd be great to have a native language again. But certainly there are moves being made for some sort of big show going on there. Israel and the new broadcaster IPBC, of course, has submitted an application to join the EBU. That is still pending and remains pending past the period of submitting entries into the Eurovision Song Contest. But the EBU has basically given them a waiver going, yep, you can do Eurovision 2018 anyway. So Israel will be represented. It appears that the show The Next Star will be resuscitated and used again under the new broadcaster. Again, more details will follow as we go through the year. Italy, and again, now not strictly for Eurovision here, details on Sanremo, but we're expecting the winner to once more be offered first refusal on the Eurovision Song Contest place, so we'll keep an eye on it. Plus, it's a great contest in its own right. A new artistic director will be Italy's huge singer-songwriter Claudio Baglioni will be taking the reins on that one. The Sanremo will be running from the 6th to the 10th of February. It's the 68th running of the contest. Applications to enter that have now closed. If you didn't speak to your record label to put a CD or an MP3 track in, you are out of luck, and we'll have to look again next year. We have details from Portugal about the national final. As we've already, I think we've mentioned before the dates, February the 18th and 25th for the semi-finals. There will be 13 runners in each of those semi-finals. 7 will qualify from each through to the grand final on Sunday, March the 4th, which is happening at the Guimarães Multiusos. That means 14 runners in the grand final. Like last year, the composers have been announced first. 22 were selected by the broadcasters, 3 from a new songwriters competition, and 1, basically Salvador Sobral, was given a wild card, and he's chosen the composer Janeiro, or January, if you like to put it in English. And we don't know the songs yet. We don't know who's going to be singing. We don't know any of the mix on that yet. We just have that going forward. And Salvador, our thoughts to you and your family as well. Sweden has announced dates and locations for Melody Festivalen, just as we finished the podcast last time round. It's always starting on the first Saturday of February at Karlstad for Heat 1, Gothenburg Heat 2, Malmo Heat 3, and Heat 4 Ormskolsvik on the 24th of February. Hungary. As a debut hosting for Kristianstad on Saturday the 3rd of March, taking on Andros Janssen. And as always, the final in Stockholm on Saturday the 10th of March. We've noted previously before, 2,771 songs submitted to the open part. 13 will be chosen there. One will be from Stikko Per Larsson, who won P4 Nasta. And 14 will be internally selected from SVT to make up the 28. Seven running in each. Ukraine will continue to utilise the services of their private broadcaster STB for their national final. Similar format and name to previous years, which Boris Jamala and Otar Valentin. No further details at the moment. And finishing off this section, news from the United Kingdom and the BBC. The public submission process is now open. They will be sifted through by the UK fans as part of OGA UK on one side. Industry submissions are being sought by Hugh Goldsmith, and the reports of various writer camps underway across Europe and in the UK as well. There will be a national final, more than likely called Eurovision You Decide. We do not have any dates yet. If you ask me to speculate, it's going to be a Friday night sometime in late January. Beyond that, details will follow. We'll keep you up to date on the podcast, on our Facebook, on our Twitter, and all the usual sources as well. Of course, we had a big contest before that. We have the Junior Eurovision Song Contest with lots of news coming up in this one. We've got the hosts, which we'll tell you in a second. We've got the stage, which being an audio podcast looks like this. Isn't it fabulous? And we've got a bundle of song releases and artist announcements going on as well. The stage has that lovely starburst effect. There's a little hint of Austria coming through there, but there's going to be camera angles that manages to replicate this sort of starburst you see on the logo around a centre circular stage. It's much easier if I just hold up a picture. There we go. Lovely. The hosts, we have a grown-up host who, those of you who've been following Eurovision for some time ago, that's a backing singer for a Georgian song called Shine, which, let's face it, is a pretty good gamble. In this case, it's a gamble that would be true. 2010, Helen Kalinadze. And she'll be joined on stage by Lizzie Pop, now 13-year-old, the singer of Happy Day, Georgia's entry in 2014's Junior Eurovision, and has been a bright and energetic follower of the contest and travelling with the delegation ever since. We'll be taking to the stage on Sunday the 26th of November to get us through that contest. We've got a number of entries and song reveals as well. You can all catch up on these on Junior Eurovision's YouTube channel. That's always a nice place to go for. Cyprus, we have the song reveal, I Want to Be a Star, with the previously announced artist Nicole Nicolau. Italy have went for an internal selection. The singer is Maria Assai Fiore, and the song is Schlego, My Choice. Malta did have a national final to select the singer, in which case it was Gianluca Sheila, and we now have the song reveal as well. Dara Tond, Around and Round, rough translation, there we go. Netherlands also had the national final to select the singers. It was a four-piece boy band that they're calling Force, with the F-O-U-R-C-E, and a logo that they really better hope that Jack Kirby's lawyers don't get a hold of, because that four looks really suspicious. I'm saying Jack Kirby, I have a sudden feeling that he was actually Spider-Man, and it's Steve Biko that was the Fantastic Four. So I'm stalling literally while I type in Fantastic Four into this handy web browser. No, it was Jack Kirby. Jack Kirby artist Stanley starting that off again. I just should have trusted my instincts more. Anyway, therefore looks a bit like the Fantastic Four logo. So watch for that changing or not changing in the near future. How did I get distracted onto comics? Anyway, right then, that was the Netherlands. Portugal did hold a national final last week. Five ran, one winner, Mariana Venanchoy, came second in the jury, first in the telly vote. Came second, second place went to Filipe Ferreira, who was first in the jury, second in the telly vote. Public vote was the casting vote here. So Mariana will be going through to Tbilisi with her song YouTuber. Be interesting to see if, because remember we had the Facebook song, didn't get through. YouTuber, curious decision coming up there. We'll keep an eye on that one for you. National final also held in Poland. 10 ran on that one in a one-shot final. 50-50 voting here again. Alicia Rega won through there with Moj Dom as the winning song. Again, also taking the ticket to get itself down to Georgia. Serbia, single national final here. Three ran on 100% jury vote. And winning duet, Irina Brzic and Jana Ponovic with Česvedjen Nas. Going through there, which is probably the lightest song, and already in that mix we're seeing a huge range of ages and styles coming through from junior. Serbia are probably going to be quite, you know, near the younger end of the range. Just looking through, obviously you've got the Netherlands and Cyprus, I think, going to the higher end of the sort of age range as well. So we have a good mix coming into that contest as well. And of course, the AC Insight will keep you up to date with Junior Eurovision on the podcast. We will be on the ground in Tbilisi with daily shows coming out of there. And of course, with the Adult Eurovision and everything else as well as we go through. Right then, we will take some music now just to sort of get the palette done. And as promised, it is a delightful little collaboration from two of the artists who were at the Eurovision Song Contest this year. Spain's Manel Navarro and Norway's Joust. Manel himself has released a new single, Keep on Falling, which you can grab on his Vivo channel online, but at the same time Joust has done a bit of a remix on that as well, just to give it a little bit of electronic and an extra flavour and a little bit more grit and bounce and take it more towards the dance floor. So we'll double up the artists there from Spain and Norway and Keep on Falling with them both. J Joust there on the remixing panel and Manel on the vocals with the original song of Keep On Falling, which you can find in all the good streaming and not so good streaming and all the other places online. Right then, what have we got coming up on ESC Insight over the next 2 weeks? Well, we're going to have another episode of Eurovision Castaways. We're loving the fact that you're loving that show so much. Ellie Chalkley there sitting at the customs desk on the Ile de Besançon and inviting at the moment a number of the ESC Insight team onto their holidays, but only if they bring along 8 records and 1 lowly luxury and can argue them past. We'll probably have some more people coming on there just outside, bring friends of the parish and coming through there. Expect that to run for another couple of weeks at the very least. News Insight podcast are going to run fortnightly, although next fortnight might run a little bit later because I'll be on holiday until Sunday. So I don't know whether we will get in a super substitute news host or whether we'll just run it 2 days late. We'll see how we feel as we go through the week. Just posted, John Jacobs, when is the right time to start following the Eurovision season? If you're utterly mad like me, then it's the day after the last season finishes. But there's a long time between May and around the clock again to May. So lots of interesting discussion popping up around that one. John Paul Lucas has kicked off the regular newsletters again. They will go every fortnight, but opposite the news podcast. It kind of goes news podcast, newsletter, news podcast, newsletter, news podcast, newsletter. As that goes through, we got a couple of features that are kicking off and in draft, and we're just sort of going through the process on that one. So you'll see there, as we've said before, we're aiming to get 2 pieces of content a week out there, 1 written and 1 in media, back on the website ecinsight.com. And of course you can always interact with us on Twitter and Facebook, both of those are /ESC Insight. Ask us all the questions that you like, and the ones that we think we can answer or we're not under NDA, we will answer for you, simple as that. Your support is always welcome, and it is great to have your ears at this point in the season and as we go forward. Junior Eurovision is just over a month away, and of course we have all the fun and games leading up to the main Eurovision Song Contest that happens in May 2018. Thanks all very much for your ears. I'm Ewan Spence for the EC Insight News Insight podcast, and these are the always, always present guitars.